Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to our Sunday morning service. All those are online and those that are here in the room. If you're listening on Eagle Radio, we thank you for joining us. Brad, it's your turn.
Thank you.
Y'all getting tired of Jehovah Jireh? I don't get tired of it either. I repeated that last line a couple of times because I like it, you know. I might need that. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, you know, and I could actually, what'd you say, your back's bugging you, Casey? Your back's bugging you. I can believe God would heal your back. My back's been bugging me since I was, just before I had my birthday. But I have a hard time believing that he would heal my back. Why is that? Because I live in here. Huh? Welcome to the cesspool. You know, I know what's in here, and I know how wrong I am in so many ways. I mean, what's your default position? Jerk. Low life. I'll speak for myself. I happen to be looking at you, but I'm not really calling you out. Jerk. That's who we are. But then we go back to, you know, what do we trust? Because you could look at the things around you and they would seem trustworthy. But, you know, as the years go by, if you're like most of us, even those that you hold dearest will let you down periodically. The only thing that's really rock solid in this world is the Word of God. God himself said that he has placed his Word even above his own name. It's the one thing in this life that we could count on because he's not in some fashion, separate from his word. You know, it is as immutable as his own character. So when we start seeing the foundation shake, and the Dow sliding, and my gosh, I mean, if you're watching the news at all, it ain't good. It just ain't good. And then as the years go by and your back craps out and you go get the MRIs and, man, I turned 50, it was like hitting a switch. I didn't know what being sick was. And yeah, that's the fate of the race because we're all on a, it may be a long decline or it may be a quick decline. Could be the next set of headlights in your lane, I would say, if you're lucky. But you're going to need somebody to count on, and he is that somebody. He is the one thing in this world. He is the rock. And what did he say? He said, come to me, you who are weak and heavy laden. That's all of us. We're all weak and heavy laden. And I will give you rest. I'll give you rest for your souls. I know, if things are good at home, I can handle work. If things are bad at home, it wouldn't matter if I hit the freaking lottery. I mean, there's an order to things. The proverb says, a man's spirit will carry him through his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? And Jesus has promised to heal your spirit, to make you whole. King James, to make you perfect. You're a perfect jerk. So there's the promise. But it's not like so many things. There's a tagline on there. Come to me, you who are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your souls. Take my yoke upon you. That's slavery. That's the end of all your dreams and aspirations. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You know, he is the way and his way is the way. Well, how's it gone for you, Evan? You made all good decisions? Yeah, you're in the double wide. It could be worse. You know, I mean, we get, some of us got a few more years on us. I can look back and see a lot of bad mistakes, a lot of really avoidable heartache, and nearly nothing comes to mind that I wasn't somehow complicit in bringing on myself. If you were educated here, complicit means it's my fault. You know, it's my fault. But if you will listen to the word, read the word, let that word abide within you. I'm not talking about just the word as Jesus is the word, but that written word. If you'll take the time to learn it, like David said, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And so if we'll take the time to learn it and then apply it and then, was it Jesus? Jesus said, if you come to the light, let's see, whatsoever makes manifest is light. And if you come to the light, your deeds will be reproved, that they'll be manifest that they're wrought in God. Boy, that's terrible, isn't it? So anyway, we come to that light, both in the written word, to each other, to places, you know, gatherings of fellowship like this, online Bible studies, and we let that light shine on us. And then we take that light and we self-evaluate. That's okay. Paul said, judge yourselves lest you be judged. So we take that light, we evaluate what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. We go to the people around us, or maybe they come to us sometimes, and they'll shine that light on us, and we make the adjustments as we need to. That's safe for us. That's safe for us. Jesus, when he was here, he wouldn't commit himself to any man because he knew what's in the heart of man. And the testimony of the Proverbs is that a man's heart is desperately wicked, and you can't even know it. Where's that? Corinthians? It says, if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart. Yeah, people read that backwards. That's not saying if your heart doesn't condemn you, you're necessarily all right. That's saying just because your heart doesn't condemn you, go back to Proverbs. It's a desperately wicked, unreliable mess. So the fact that your own heart may see yourself as okay, it's probably just the grace of God giving you space. So you keep coming to the light, keep applying it. And you remember, he has promised to care for you, for you, for anybody that will come. Well, Paul, I believe that's what I had for this morning. You ready for Phil? Or you want the mic? You want the mic?
The thing you were looking for in stumbling all over in John was he that doeth truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. Thank you, Brad. Yep, Phil, come on up.
Good morning, everybody. I have to tell you, I really don't think I am the guy to be up here saying anything. Thank God y'all still love me. Thank God the Lord still loves me. But it's, well, I probably had one of the most troubling weeks this past week that I've had in as long as I remember. Well, I shouldn't say that. There's some really bad times that I had. But recently, yes, in the past couple of years. And it's not to, you know, it's not of somebody else's doing. It's of my own. It's my own, it's of my own doing. It's my own pride. It's my own selfishness. My own attitudes. I'm just really was hitting a brick wall. And still was this morning. Still was when I woke up. And I came into this room this morning and I was by myself. And there's a song called Cry Out to Jesus by Third Day. And it was like all that garbage, all that stuff, all that frustration building up inside of me. It was like the Lord took it all away right then and there. Amen. All of it. And he just shined the truth on how my perspective was and how it wasn't. I mean, the Lord's been so good to me. But because of my outlook, because of my choosing, I couldn't even see it. And that's terrible. That's terrible. I don't know if you guys struggle with the same thing, but I struggle with it. That's terrible. The Lord has been so good to me. I should be praising the Lord from time I get up to time I get over here. Amen. I should be thanking the Lord for everything He's done for me, everything He's given to me, every instruction, every job. Without Him, I don't have nothing. It's like I forget where I came from. The puddle of puke He lifted my face out of. But the Lord still yet had grace on me. We sang that song, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. His grace is sufficient for me. He His grace is unimaginably good. Because to have mercy on me, that's amazing. It's amazing. And that's all I have for this morning.
Well, this is, I will be a quick morning.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning, Miss Landers. Only the two old ones in the room even acknowledge that. And, well, the two male oldest ones in the room. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. His grace is sufficient for me, is it? Do you know that? Do you believe that? Let's go to 1 John chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write unto you, that your joy may be full. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. Do you have fellowship with us in His body? Do you have fellowship with His Son and the Father? And if you don't, who moved? I guarantee it wasn't Him. And you know, the interesting next statement after verse 3 is verse 4. These things we write unto you that your joy may be full. Your joy can't be full unless you're in fellowship with one another in the body, with the Father and with the Son. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from some sin every now and then, stuff that we're willing to get. All sin. Cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Chapter 2, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. So, it's important that we have fellowship with one another and with the Father and the Son. Otherwise, not only is our joy not going to be full, but more likely than not, we're not going to feel like doing anything. Because our attitude tends to have a displaced directive where the head is wagging the tail and it's sitting on our shoulders, the tail part. The tail is wagging the head and the tail is on the shoulders. Boy, I love it when my metaphors don't work. And I keep going until I think I can might try to salvage it, but no, it doesn't work that way. And it's not just important so that we feel good about ourselves, that we have a fellowship. It's important because when we are in fellowship, then we keep bringing ourselves back to light. And we're there to be light to other people around us who need light at times.
Right.
And verse 5, then this is the message which we've heard of him and declaring to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. And it's a function of his body, which we're supposed to be a part of. To be in that light and be bringing that light to shine everywhere. Everywhere around us. Everywhere it needs to be. We walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. It's necessary to have that fellowship to receive the cleansing. Because that cleansing doesn't have any practical application to you if you're not walking in the light and in fellowship with the Father, the Son, and one another. And that's why if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. We don't need to be in fellowship. We don't need. I just hang out here in my room and play computer games or watch old TV shows because I don't need anybody else, right? That's not what this says. It says, so we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth's not in us. If the truth's not in us, then we don't have much in the way of fellowship working for us. We confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, we don't just have access to that forgiveness because he did it. We have to faithfully confess our sins in order to appropriate that forgiveness. Forgiveness is there. It's like I have the mic, but you can't talk into it until you receive it, right? If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. You know, I can sit here and I think, shake my head and go, I don't know of anybody that would ever be bold enough to say that, but they're the way, without actually saying that, the way to conduct themselves says it. But this is the hope of this whole thing, is that if it's our desire, if we seek to be in fellowship with Him, if we seek fellowship with one another, then He's faithful. If we confess our sins, He's faithful. My little children, these things I write unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And this substitutionary payment is what propitiation is. It's a nice Elizabethan word, but He paid it. And hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. And he that saith, I know Him, and keep not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. John didn't beat around the bush a whole lot. Nothing flowery here. If you don't have fellowship with the Father and the Son and with one another, it's not because He isn't standing there with His arms out open, ready to receive you. And He didn't move. We did. I just pray that everybody in this room is able to avail themselves of this simple and fundamental truth. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Why is He there for that purpose? Because we need an advocate. Because we keep getting knocked off the path. We keep getting distracted. We keep becoming selfish when we shouldn't be. We keep failing to love as we ought. And He and His love never faileth. Never fails. I knew it was going to be a quick one this morning. Father, I just pray that everybody in this room is able to get their hearts right and just get on their knees in their closet before You and gain back fellowship with You and fellowship with each other, that their joy may be made full and that it may love the light. And he can count again on You cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Father, we praise You and love You. In Jesus' name, amen.